Sprinklers for safety. A major redevelopment of Nottingham Railway Station by Network Rail, Nottingham City Council and East Midlands Trains, involving the restoration of the frontage, a brand new glass roof and a new public concourse, went up in flames on the 12th of January. The fire lasted 12 hours, and was described by the fire chief as the worst in 20 years. However, it could have been limited to 1 hour, if this redevelopment costing £60 million had included the fitting of sprinklers, as mentioned in Helen O'Connor's report. £2 million to remove Grenfell-type cladding, residents to get bill, see socialistpity.org.uk. Apparently there is no legal requirement to fit sprinklers at railway stations. Yet another example of the total disregard for public safety. Clearly the renationalisation of the railways must serve, not only to get the privateers to walk the plank, but also to recommit Network Rail to a public ethos whereby the gold standard of public safety promoted by Transport Union RMT is adopted. John Merrill, Leicester.